Bible one day, when someone walked up to me and asked, "Why do you choose to read this book?" Well, I simply closed the pages of my book, looked him in the eye, and said, "I read the Bible because the author's a personal friend of mine."
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It has durability, and it will work for you and me. The mighty power of his word. You can read it in the good book. It's in the good book. So take a good look. His word is reliable. And best of all, it's very, very reliable. The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
Good book.
It's in the good book,
so take a good look. His word is reliable, and best of all, it's very
reliable.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power. The mighty power of his word.
In times like these, we need the Bible.
Men have tried to discredit it. They said it was full of myths. They said it couldn't be depended upon, that it was old-fashioned. But the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. It still continues to be the world's bestseller. In the Bible, God has made the plan, his own redemption, clear. So for these next few minutes, this is the eternal Word of God.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall
He leadeth my soul where
Believe Bible that all have sinned, and the penalty for sin is death.
And I also read in my Bible that by God's salvation, we can have life. Everlasting life. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
That whosoever believeth might.
God's word is mighty.